You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. The support from our awesome community helps keeping the station diverse and independent. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome to another Transatlantic Express. I am DJ Ian, all the way in East Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, some of which is on fire. Not around here, which is good. Hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2 Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. If you're out there listening, come and say hello, either through the House of Prog or through twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. Got a great show lined up for you today. Some classic Whitesnake from 1980. We got some Level 42. What else have we got? We got the Stranglers, Marillion, Steve Hackett, Manfred Mann, Genesis, some BTO, James Gang, some local stuff from Cousin Harley. So if you're into track and field like I am, been watching the Commonwealth Games, excellent coverage on YouTube. Get into it. None of this commercial and commentators yakking about stuff. So it is a sunny day here in Vancouver. Bit better than last week. I think it was pouring down with rain last week. Still waiting to hear back on the Pineapple Thief people about doing an interview. I mean, they are only here in December and it's only August. Is it August? No. It's July 31st. That's right. It's almost August. Might as well be August. Gonna start the show off with a bit of Whitesnake, Fool for Your Lovin', which was a big hit for them back in the day. We're gonna play some more hits. Level 42. Band that I interviewed and chatted with back in 1986 when they played at the Commodore, which is, I think, the last and only time they actually ever played in Vancouver. I had a good chat with Mike Lindup from the band. He got all my albums signed, which was... I've still got them. Anyway, this is a little track from them. Well, it was quite popular. It's called Hot Water.
Strangulation, though I'm not sure of my direction.
You're listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
course, Marillion and a track by the name of Murder Machines. I hope you enjoyed that. That was an hour before it's what? An hour before it's dark, of course, from 2022. Hope you're enjoying the show. Wherever you are in the world, don't forget, say hello. I need positive feedback. Yeah. Anyway, it is a Friday, and it's a lovely day. It's not too hot, and we're listening to what are we got. We're featuring Whitesnake's "Ready and Willing" today, and some Level 42. So I hope you're enjoying that. We've got more Whitesnake coming up, I think. Let's have a look. Yes. All right. So we have Marillion, we had Steve Hackett from Highly Strung from 1982 and a track called Weightless, and then Level 42's Hot Water, and we're taking a track from the Level Best compilation CD, which I picked up in Holland in 1990, maybe 1990, when I was there, I think. Anyway, I hope you're doing all right. I keep saying that. I know. I'm repeating myself. What can I tell you? This is a show that I do every Friday, 12 till 2. I go on CJSF 90.1 FM on Tuesday nights. So if you listen on Tuesday nights, a big hello to you. And I also go out on thehouseofprog.com, and I'm also currently going out on AMV Radio, which is a little radio thing that we do in the virtual world. So a big hello to anyone who's listening in the virtual world. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. You just don't know. You don't know who's listening. Anyway, let's continue with a bit more of that Whitesnake. And so... the reason I'm playing this album today, I'm not a big, huge fan of Whitesnake, but I do recognize the importance of David Coverdale, and very much into the early version of Whitesnake before, let's see, when Mickey Moody and Bernie Marsden were in the band. I think that's my favorite part of Whitesnake. I did... listen to Slide It In. It's got a great lineup. It's got Cozy Powell on drum, John Sykes on guitar. That should have been a much better album, but instead you could kind of tell where they were going with that kind of hair band thing. This at this point in 1980 is still a British kind of rock kind of band. And that went on for what, another 12 months or something, to play it at Nebworth or something like that. Anyway, this is a track, another track from Whitesnake. It's called Sweet Talker, right here on Transatlantic Express.